Welcome to the body scan. This practice time is an opportunity to be both by yourself and fully with yourself. An opportunity to nourish yourself, to open to and experience the potential of strength and healing that lies within you. Our culture asks us to live so much in our thoughts, in our heads, that we may sometimes forget that the whole body feels and knows, that there is a wisdom beyond words. We may have built-in habits that ignore, minimize, or completely shut down the possibility of feeling our own aliveness. The body scan is an opportunity to connect a little more to the body, this marvelous sensing instrument that can bring you closer to yourself, to the world, and to others. This practice is a time for gentle exploration of each present moment. The opportunity to explore bodily experience can be very helpful. You can begin to notice what feels good, what you withdraw from, when you tense up, and when you allow yourself space. This is a time for simply being your experience, being just as you are without criticizing or judging, wishing or trying to change the experience in any way. While many people prefer to do the body scan lying on their back on the floor, the body scan can be done in any position, lying or sitting, on the floor, on a bed, or on a chair. What really matters is your presence in the moment. What really matters is that you're choosing to show up for what's happening now. It's important to not try and focus or try to relax in the process of the body scan. This will just create tension. Just be aware of each passing moment and accepting each as it passes, looking at it clearly, simply because it is there. Letting go of the tendency we all have to want things to be different than they are right now. Allowing things to be exactly as they are, and allowing yourself to be exactly as you are. Use the instructions for guidance, noticing your body and the activity of the mind as we go along, letting go of judging and critical thoughts. Just do what it says to do, being aware of how you feel and of what's happening. There's no right or wrong way to feel. The way you feel is fine. It's just the way things are right now. So now lying on your back with your arms and hands at your sides and legs outstretched, or with the knees bent and the soles of the feet on the floor, if that is more comfortable, or perhaps sitting in a chair in a relaxed posture, making a choice to allow yourself to be exactly as you are in this moment. Noticing what it feels like to be lying or sitting here. Aware of the room, temperature in the room, sensations in the body. Allowing yourself to feel the support of the surface beneath you and being held by that support. All the sensations of lying are sitting here in this moment. And now coming gently to notice the breath. It's such a constant feature of life that it's easy to ignore. So taking time with it now. Actually feeling the sensations as the breath enters the body and leaves the body of its own accord. Allowing it to move through its cycle of in-breath and out-breath, without controlling in any way. And if it feels right to you, attending to the belly, the lower abdomen, noticing that it may be rising and falling with the cycle of the breath. And if you care to, placing your hands on your belly, feeling the movement of the breath, the rhythm, the waves of the breath, simply riding the waves of your breath from moment to moment. As you listen to this body scan, if at any time sensations in the body become too uncomfortable or emotions arise that are too difficult, knowing that it is always possible to return to the breath is a safe place, a haven, a retreat for you to rest in until you are ready to venture again into the body scan, wherever this recording is in its progress. So if you've placed your hands on your belly, taking them off now, and moving your attention down to the toes of both feet, sensing all of the toes. And now narrowing your focus to just the big toe of the right and left foot. Exploring the big toe. Perhaps aware of the skin of the toenail, any senses of temperature, perhaps aware of the pad of the toe. And now expanding the attention to the other toes on both the left and right foot. Aware of the second toes, the third toes, the fourth, and now the small toes. Perhaps aware of the space between the toes. And now moving attention from the toes to the balls of both feet. Aware of any sensations here. Now the arches and the heels. Using your attention to explore deeply, noticing what's alive for you right now. And if there's no sensation, being aware of that. And now bringing attention to the tops of both feet, exploring the skin perhaps, or exploring very deeply into the foot, aware of the bones, muscles, perhaps feeling pulsation in the feet. And coming now to the ankles, bringing attention to the bones, the tendons. Moving now to the lower legs. Aware of the large calf muscles. Exploring the density or thickness of the lower legs. Aware of the shin bone. And coming now to the knees, exploring the kneecap, the sides of the knee, the underside of the knee. Perhaps noticing the complexity of this joint that allows us to walk. And remembering that there's no right or wrong way to go about this. It is rather a process of investigation and exploration, deepening awareness of the body. And moving now to the thighs, perhaps noticing the large muscles of the thighs, feeling the support of the floor or chair beneath you, perhaps aware of points of contact, the touch of clothing, sensations of circulation, or perhaps feeling no sensations at all and being aware of that. And now holding both legs in your awareness. And with your next breath, be aware of gently guiding the energy of the breath down through the legs and following the breath as it moves up through the legs and feet and out of the body. Taking as many breaths as you like to do this. As you follow the breath down through the legs, coming to the feet, be aware of bringing spaciousness, freshness. And as you follow it up through the feet and legs, be aware of it releasing any congestion or constriction or heaviness. Following the breath in this way for the next few breaths. And when you're ready, bringing attention from the breath to the hips and pelvis, perhaps aware of the large muscles of the buttocks and their contact with the supporting surface beneath you, aware of the regions of the genitals and anus, aware of the pelvic bowl, perhaps sensing any feelings in the lower abdomen and intestines. Deeply exploring here. And coming now to the lower back. Many of us hold tension in the lower back. So allowing this area to ease with deep attention, noticing the muscles, the contact that the back makes with the surface you're lying on or leaning against, noticing that support, aware of the spine, and moving up the back from the lower back, coming to the middle portion of the back. Aware of all the nerves encased in the spine and branching out to all parts of the body. Aware of the long muscles of the back and the transverse muscles. These muscles which hold us upright. Perhaps aware of the very bottom of the rib cage. Or where the ribs attach to the spinal column. Feeling the movement of the back with each in-breath and out-breath. The back pressing against the mat or backrest, expanding. And breathing out, the back shifts. Perhaps aware of the back of the lungs. The back of the heart, the area between the shoulder blades, and taking a deep breath in now and following the breath from the base of the spine, directing the energy of the breath from the sacral area all the way up the back, the lower back, the middle back, the upper back, allowing all of the muscles to be freshened with the energy of this breath, releasing tension as you breathe out. And now directing the attention from the back to the upper abdominal region. Perhaps being aware of digestion in the stomach. And breathing in, aware of the movement in the abdomen as the breath moves into the body. The diaphragm pressing down, creating more space for the air in the lungs as the belly expands. And so now noticing the flow of this movement of the breath, belly expanding and flattening with the out-breath. Breathing in deeply, bringing the energy of the breath to all parts of the abdominal region, the entire pelvic bowl, the hips, the stomach, and breathing out any congestion or stagnation in this area. And coming now to the chest region, aware of the lungs filling with fresh oxygen on each inhalation, delivering the vitality of the oxygen to the blood and the heart beating fresh blood to all areas of the body. Perhaps noticing the beating of the heart, sensing the rise and fall of the rib cage, opening and accommodating the volume of fresh air being brought into the body, and the release of what is no longer needed on the out-breath. Aware of the muscles of the chest region, the skin, and coming now to the shoulders, directing the attention down both arms to the hands, and now coming to the fingertips, aware of any sensations at the fingertips, perhaps noticing coolness or warmth, aware of the fingernails and thumbnails, the joints of the fingers, the knuckles, aware of the skin of the hands, the back of the hands and palms. And moving now to the wrists, exploring now the fine interlacing of vessels at the wrists, the delicate skin on the underside of the wrists, and the work of the bones and muscles of the lower arms, the elbows, exploring the upper arms, perhaps aware of the tricep and bicep muscles, aware of the bones deep inside the arms, the arm bones resting in the shoulder sockets, feeling into the armpits, and taking a breath in, breathing all the way down the arms, allowing the fresh energy of this breath to flow down the arms to the lower arms, wrists, palms, fingers, all the way to the tips of the fingers, filling the entire arm and hand region with vitality And on the out-breath, releasing congestion and tiredness. And now moving the attention to the shoulders, aware of the backs of the shoulders, the tops of the shoulders and sides, another area where many of us hold tension. Exploring in detail all areas, all parts of the shoulders, allowing our attention to be like a light fingertip massage, releasing any tightness as it moves. Breathing deeply into the shoulders. And on the out-breath, allowing any tightness and congestion to simply float away. And now aware of the throat and the neck. Aware of the ability to speak and to swallow. Perhaps feeling the breath moving in the trachea, noticing the muscles of the neck that hold up the neck, the place where the spinal column meets the skull bone. And now moving up following the back of the head. Aware of the skull bone, the tiny muscles of the scalp, perhaps even aware of the drape of the hair. Moving up the head from the back of the head to the sides and top of the head, and coming now to the forehead, softening the forehead with your attention. Moving from one temple across the forehead to the other. Aware of the eyebrows, the eyelids, eyelashes, and the eyeballs as they rest in their sockets. Aware of the bridge of the nose and the nose bone, the nostrils. Perhaps breathing in and feeling the coolness of the incoming breath, and noticing the warmth of the outgoing breath. Bringing attention to the cheeks and the many, many muscles of the cheeks that give expression to the face. The sinuses. Noticing the ears. The outer ears. The ability to hear at this moment, the inner ears, and the brain perhaps within the head. Aware of the jaw, the hinge joint on either side of the face, and the muscles of the jaw. Allowing the jaw to be completely slack and at ease. Aware of the mouth, the lips, the gums, the teeth, the roof of the mouth, the back of the mouth, the tongue resting on the floor of the mouth. And breathing deeply, taking a breath deeply into the entire head, into the eyes and nose, the ears, the mouth, into all of the muscles of the face and scalp, bringing freshness to all parts of the head, and breathing out, releasing any tightness or tension. Letting go of all congestion. And imagining now at the crown of the head there's an opening and an ability to draw in the freshness of this breath through the entire head and drawing it down through the entire body, filling every part of the body and coming down to the feet. And at the feet, releasing any tightness or energy that is no longer needed, letting go, and then reversing and drawing in vitality and the newness of this next breath, filling every bone, every blood vessel, every muscle, every organ, every nerve, filling every cell of the body with vital energy, drawing this up from the feet through the ankles, lower legs, knees, upper legs, pelvis, torso, hands, arms, shoulders, neck, and head, and then releasing at the top of the head. And now in your own rhythm, breathing fully through the body in this way, filling the body with vital energy on the in-breath, full body breathing, releasing on the out-breath that which is no longer needed. Like waves of the ocean moving into, throughout, and out of the body. And now taking the breath into your control and drawing in some deep breaths. Moving the toes and the fingers, the hands and the feet. Beginning to move and stretch. Moving in any way that feels comfortable right now, and allowing yourself plenty of time to do this. And perhaps taking a moment to acknowledge the time you've taken to care for and nurture yourself today. Allowing yourself the time to just be. Just as you are, right here and right now.